Current Affairs Show provides a new scope to the details of politics.
Actually participated in the governorship election.
Roll out the vaccination in full
phase. Let's stay away from the sides of the story and go deeper, together. Let's talk weekdays at 8 a.m.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja. Let's talk.
The Current Affairs Show.
Now we're back on the Morning Crossfire.
From your number one talk news and sports station, this is the Morning Crossfire
with Fenny D. Live.
It's 8:40 a.m. Nigerian time. I'm back with you this very morning. Let's keep up with what you think. You've listened to the Vice President. You also did listen to former President President Jonathan. Former President Jonathan keeps almost saying Obasanjo. I don't know why that keeps coming up in my mind this very morning. But what are your thoughts? Are elites really behind the disunity in Nigeria and also promoted fault lines and also analyzing the issues between banditry and terrorism? At what point does one categorize one to fall into the next, as we have it this very morning? But then also carefully listening to what Vice President did say, he's not saying they got it all right completely all the way through. He's even of considering measures, thinking about the fact that there's a lot that could have been done, but except for the interference of the elites and how they view things and what they say and how they say what they do say, it has led us into deeper measures of issues, arguing it all out, and sometimes not in the interest of the people that they supposedly have great influence over. Well, let's keep up with you now on 07-00-951-0000. Okay, the numbers again are 07-00-951-0000. If you're writing in on WhatsApp, I can read off your messages on 080-999. That's a triple nine, by the way. 301 and 37. Okay, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining in. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is Mr. Paul Indomitable.
All right, we're listening to you. Welcome to the show. Let's talk.
Yes. I'm very pleased with what the Mr. VP and the former Mr. VP Oshibajo and the former President Jonathan said. Mr. VP is very right that nobody could deny that what we are passing through is mainly the problem of the elites who are passing it to the ordinary people who don't know much as they do. And why were they least setting up ordinary people? Because they use it to gain their political position. They use it to gain political power. Let's for ordinary Nigerians, we don't care whatever leadership we have. What we care for is our... how is our economic well-being?
Mm.
I just come back from Southeast yesterday.
Okay.
And I tell you, nobody is sharing all these positions to Trinity. Ordinary people, I met a shoe shiner who is from North. He doesn't even know another place other than Enugu State. So I think it is a list that are setting us up. 2023 is now coming. You will see the banding, religion, ethnic stance, and every other thing to get political power.
Mm.
I think our problem is the elite.
All right.
They can swallow their pride and seek for the betterment of the country. It will be good for them.
Okay.
And the generator for us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
How are you today? Good morning. How are you today, sir?
My name is Tony from Gwarimpa.
Okay, good to have you on, Tony.
What the VP said is not strange to people like me. The former MP of Kano had already said that there are two classes in Nigeria: the elite and the masses. And John C. Maxwell, the leadership guru, says everything rises and falls on leadership. So the VP has correctly captured it. So what is happening is the country is being pressured by a high elite. And the question is, is this hard to build a nation? It's not hard to build a nation. You are there to serve people and build a great nation like USA. Is this how the USA leaders behaved? No. Singaporean leaders, is this how they behave? No. Let's borrow from UAE. Look at the leadership in UAE. And I'm not appropriate to UAE. We need to borrow a leaf from this advanced nation. Leadership is where you serve and not to create conflict and unleash harsh poverty on the people. It's to alleviate the suffering. Let our leaders lead by self. By our constitution, section 14. 2B, which says the primary function of leadership of every government is the welfare and security of it. And if they live by that section, they are confident that will better for all of us. God bless Nigeria.
God bless you too as well. Thanks for sharing your view with us on Nigeria for this very morning. Keeping up with you.
Hello, good morning, Dr. Yeah. Femi D. Amele, a.k.a. Ruth Bobo.
you forgot to add your code.
You know, sir, your roots get level, get meaning, you understand. So, you don't get problem at all. Insurance cover, in fact, insurance will cover even if you do not give so much insurance.
what a way to start. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Igbo.
Okay, good to have you. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So, absolutely, I think a good one from the vice president. I think he spoke well. And the issue of bandits, I think our security men, absolutely, I will say kudos to them. They have do their best, and I hope they should do more to all those, the one in bandits. I think they should extend hands to the one in Niger, Kaduna, I think they should also apply the same method to the other one, please. Well done. I must appreciate you for the good work, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you. All right. Interesting point of view as well. Okay, that is there. I was going to take another call now. Okay, good morning to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, family. My name is GB.
All right, GB, good to have you on. Let's talk.
If we look at the last statement of the vice president, he said you can't use violence to correct or combat another violence. And that is very weighty and instructive. And that's why I don't support my brother, Ugohu. Yes, there are problems in his area there, the banditry or whatever head that with his people. But the way he approached it carries some level of violence, which I don't support. The day he went to Ugohu, after giving a weak ultimatum, before the next day, they killed many people there, Fulani were killed, Masu were born. Even though he did not stay there, but I know that it was because of influence. The second week or 2 weeks later, he went to Ogun State. And it did same thing happened. Fulani people were killed and slaughtered and a lot of things. Houses were burnt. That cannot solve a problem. There are several ways we'll have approached this thing and get the support of the governors and the elite. Nobody wants to fight in violence. No civil person wants to fight in violence. And that's where people are saying that some of these things happening have some level of some support from some quarters. Because we are backing him to do that job. And the other time I told that our politicians are the ones sponsoring of this unknown government. You can see that what his name, Uzodima, said today in this, the other you played, that he knew them who are sponsoring them.
Five of them.
Our elite need to really sit down. If they want to be safe, if you want to combat security, our elite need to cooperate and say, no, remove politics from this thing. Let's face this war. So when people are somewhere, I'm finding the amber of this violence. We can't get over it. And now, look at Serap. What is happening in Tamfara is a military operation. And they say, please, people have been giving information to bandits. Before they get there, they disappear. They now close that network there. And Serap is writing that they are disturbing the population and this. Serap should know more than that. This is a military operation. People have died. Schools have been closed. And economy has been affected. Within 2 or 3 weeks or four weeks that they will do that operation, I don't think not being able to call somebody is more higher than the lives and the people that have been lost in that place. In Serap, I'm disappointed. Coming out with that, I'm disappointed.
Okay.
In there. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Thank you so much, Jimmy, for sharing your view with us. But you from Duse, did write in, he said, when he talked about, that's the VP now, when he talked about elites, I guess the vice president of Shibaja didn't include the biggest of them all, whose empire is in Lagos. The one, okay, you go on to say, a comment that we saw, it's affecting a world of, you know, other, okay, well, Uchi, thank you for your message. It's a weighty one. I don't want to start calling out the names or, you know, but I do get your point of view that maybe could have mentioned names, but it's a lawyer, he's a professor of law, he knows better than to mention names. He would not have mentioned names. Godspeed Iyoke says, although I'm listening to the VP, I would not know the context of his speech or event, but with respect, where more of rhetoric than avoided facts is understandable because he is part of the government that is causative, which is a causative agent or facilitator of the problems. All right, well, here's what Ben said. I'm just gonna ignore. I mean, the people who take out time, they do not even want to analyze the news. They just want to talk about me. And I think that's what Ben Abuja is going on. Ben from Cuba is going on all about. And trust me, when you do write about any of the presenters, we are not the show. We're talking about the news or the topic of the day. It's never worthy enough to even take to pay attention to what you're writing. Focus on the news story. If you find interesting thoughts you want to share with us, let's read it off. If not, let's ignore you, which will be the protocol to do. All right, moving on. A topper from Cooper says, but why is it that people that are affected by the president, by the present insecurity, that are suing for peace, they're the ones shouting for one united Nigeria, while the other is just progressing in his agenda? I've read anywhere this government's programs are for the displaced Nigerians from their ancestral homes, land. Have we read anywhere this government's programs for the displaced Niger? Okay, I believe somebody else out there understands what you've written. I don't actually. Ambassador Afam says, good morning from the between the last 1 month, more than 8 children have been kidnapped in massacre alone. The last one happened on Saturday, the 11th of September, 2021. I know this is out of our discussion, but let us bring it to the knowledge of the police and other security agencies. Thanks, Ambassador Afam Taf. Thank you. Thank you as well for bringing that to us. Okay. Yes, Solomon from Apo, he says, Money FM, the only audio recordings you played this morning, the one I found meaningful is the song by Richard Platton, Fight Song. Nigerian leaders are all the same. Jonathan never changed things during his era. Ashibaja should resign if he thinks he's a saint. And tired of Nigerian leaders, Solomon from Apo did write that in. All right, let's keep up with your thoughts as we start to round off on Money Chris for today. Good morning to you.
Good morning, family.
Good to have you on. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for picking my call today.
Oh, I'm glad I did, but you will need to turn down the volume of your radio, please. Looks like you're close to it.
Yeah, I'm moving away from that. I think it's better now.
Much better now. What's your name, sir?
My name is Prosper.
All right, Prosper, let's talk.
Yeah, there's a question. The Vice President asked, and I think that is the crux of the matter. Just like you're breathing down on the neck of Nigerians who want to bear their mind. How do we mediate in all this? Look at Boko Haram, bandits, henchmen, from one source. They are not being interrogated. We are not interrogating this issue. What exactly is happening there? We don't know. Nobody knows. Why is there no accountability? I mean, how can a nation go like this? This is a country of 200 million people. For God's sake. And GJ says something. He said, there are nations, this airline you're talking about, then everybody is looking for how to find aspirations in a nation. No, people have been frustrated. What do you want them to do? Well, I would have loved you to take your time. Let's get into this matter. Let's interrogate the matter on ground and not to be breaking down on people. Thank you very much. I have a nice deliberation.
Prosper, before you do go. Okay, Prosper has terminated this call. I do hope you're still listening. If you're listening in, I'm not your problem. Trust me, I'm the least of your problem. I'm not even on your list of problems. And by the way, you're not on the list of my problems either. It's just that people may be angry, but I keep saying this carefully to people who call in on radio. Radio is not your therapy session. This is not your dumping ground. Radio is not a political party. You did not vote for a radio station. You did not vote for any presenter. And because we have a cultured way in which we talk on radio, if these are the rules and you're calling the radio station to share your opinion, you would follow the rules. If you're not able to follow the rules, advise that you do not call, because the implications of you saying things in the most careless way that you may presume is bearing your mind, which is not healthy for millions of people who are listening in, and also not in the interest of all the other people who are also in the need to bear their minds. So Prosper, that will be my response to you. I do hope you're sensible enough to understand that this is not therapy. Radio is not a political party. You did not vote for a radio station. And there are rules. And if you're able to follow those rules, you're welcome. If you're not, please, you may want to choose not to call. Good morning to you. Let's move on. Good morning to you. Yes, how are you today?
Hello, good morning, boss.
Yes, how are you, my dear friend? What's your name?
Echo speaking from Amal and Niger State.
All right, let's talk.
Yes, I want to talk about former president said, Goodluck Jonathan.
Oh, yes, okay. Let's hear your view on this.
Yes, you see, that is a person that wants to align himself with the common citizens. He said we lost, not just Nigerians. Goodluck Jonathan has not lost anybody in the course of this integrity. But he said we. He wants to align himself with the common man, with the common citizen. He believes if Nigerians that are dying every day, he's aligning himself with us. He's not even from the north. And he comes from, this insecurity doesn't even happen that way. Like my place, Niger State, where banditry has taking over, we have nothing to say about it. We cannot cry again because we don't have to be able to cry it again. You understand? He keeps mentioning peace. Without peace, there will not be unity.
Thank you very much, madam.
How can we unite without peace? How? If these people are trying to raise the peace, the other region will just try all they can do to collapse the peace. So Nigeria cannot stand without that peace. We always say United we stand divided we fall. Would you want to keep falling? Nobody wants to align himself with any other person.
Okay.
If attack happening somewhere now, the only thing is that president will say our sympathize with
the perpetrators they are going to be bringing to book. Which book? Is this book a young book?
I'm not gonna be brought to book till now. Nobody has been brought to book to now. He keeps saying this thing every day. We will tackle him. How? How can he?
It's a very major case. All right, Equipikin, let's leave it at that. So I can squeeze in one more call before we round off for this very morning. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time. Oh, that is it. So we'll take on another call. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, somebody.
Yes, how are you today, sir?
Fine, thank you. Please, let's stop bringing the past leaders that they were angels. In the midst of plenty, what did they do?
We don't mind knowing your name. We don't mind knowing your name.
My name is Uncle Tom. I'm calling from Lugbe.
All right, Uncle Tom, welcome.
This problem has to do with economy and security. Economy was buoyant. You didn't do anything. And then the country swamped into recession. And then coupled with pandemic that is ravaging every country, then you have insecurity. Then you begin to say, this person was good, he was this, he was a man of the people. Please, what we want is that is solution. I think what is happening, the ambiguity and the rest of them is worse than Boko Haram. And I want to say that it's the remnants of the ICC and other entrants that have entered this country. It's like wildfire. Like Sonny Okosu, fire in Soweto, killing my people, fire in Africa, spreading every part of the country. Politicians who are agitated and who are happy to bring this country.
All right. Uncle Tom, we have to leave it at that because the news at night comes up next, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. All right, thank you for expressing your view on this. I'd like to do an experiment this morning. Do you mind? I'm just going to spend 10 seconds doing an experiment, and I would like you to listen to this. Did you hear anything? I'm showing your end of the radio. You did not hear anything. This is the sound of what could happen if people become very uncultured on radio. Absolute silence. Good morning to you.
All in, all conversations, all words.
On 95.1 Nigeria Intro.
Let's talk.
95.1.